Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the things we've been trying to do, guys, is get our local coaches, our local programs, ADs, and players on to stay in contact with the fan base. And just say, hey, what's happening? And we've been trying to get Coach Collins on for a couple of weeks now, and I know he's been busy trying to get things back in order and as far as Georgia Tech's concerned and see where his kids are going to be. We welcome into the show right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, the head football coach of Georgia Tech. And Coach Collins, first and foremost, how you doing? How you feeling? And how's the family?
Doing good. You know, first and foremost, just thoughts and prayers to everybody that's dealing with, you know, this thing and the situation that's out there. And anybody that's going through hard times, obviously thinking of them, and obviously the first responders and the healthcare workers. You know, I think that one of the coolest traditions right now is the 8 o'clock coming out on the balconies in downtown Atlanta and cheering on everybody that's doing so much for our great city. I think that's a really, really special thing.
Yeah, man, we've been doing it from our balcony. It's kind of cool, Coach, because it's not really an official balcony party until the Georgia Tech whistle sounds off at 8 o'clock. It's Coach Collins with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. So we'll talk about the program. I want to pick your brain first for Falcon fans, because you, as the Temple head coach, know about Matt Hennessy, and we've talked about him being a really good fit for what we're doing. But tell us about the guy.
I mean, he's the best, man. Highly intelligent. I mean, before he chose Temple, I mean, he had Ivy League offers. Highly academic kid, prepares for the game just like a quarterback, has an intense process that he goes through every single week to get ready for the game. You know, when you're around him, he's engaging, articulate, thoughtful young man. But the cool thing is, once you put that ball down and it's time to play, he's got an edge about him. He's got a nastiness about him. We give out single digits in our program, in our culture. You know, for guys that are tough, physical, hard workers, great teammates, and even though he's an offensive lineman and couldn't wear a single digit during games, he used to rock that single digit number 3 in practice when we were up there in North Philly. And he's a special kid, and I'm just proud that the Falcons selected him, so I get to see him up close and personal all the time.
Jeff Collins, our guest here, guys, as we talk football, and hopefully we're talking about this in the fall. Coach, let's talk about your quarterback situation, because I know that you had a great recruiting class, and I don't even know, I think right after we had a chance to visit with you, congratulations, but, you know, you talk about the kids that you have coming in. What is the current situation with your quarterbacks? Because that's where it starts, Coach, on offense.
Yeah, so we signed one of the top two recruiting classes in Georgia Tech history, and obviously you talked about the draft, you know, was this weekend, and we had the first tight end drafted at Georgia Tech since 1992 and the first position player drafted at Georgia Tech in the last 4 years. And we are actively recruiting guys to one of the top 5 academic schools in America to be Sunday players. You know, we want to have a roster that's filled with guys that end up playing at the next level. And, we signed 2 quarterbacks in this past signing class. Both of them got here in January. So they got to go through our off-season conditioning program, which really builds our team, which really builds our culture. And then they got 6 practices under their belt, which was really huge for them, so we could see them spinning a little bit. And just excited about that whole room. You know, James Graham finished the season down the stretch playing really well for us. Jordan Yates won a state championship for Milton High School his senior year. And so we're really excited about the quarterback room and the guys that are coming back for us.
we knew that it was going to be tough. We used the phrase, I think I said it 15 zillion times last year, doing a U-turn in a battleship to get to what you want to do with the program as Jeff Collins joins us. But, I mean, how? What is – I mean, we, first things first, we want to play football, but do you have goals set for yourself and where you think this program has to go this year?
Well, I mean, our goals every day are to be the absolute best we can be every single day and improve every single day. That's always our mantra, even though we were – you know, the winningest first 2 years of a head coach in Temple University history, you know, it was still just getting better every single day. You know, I'll be honest with you, practice five of last spring ball, I knew the transition was going to be unique, and to say the least. And I made a conscious decision that regardless what we went through the year during the year, I was going to be relentlessly positive with our guys, focus on the process, getting better every single day. You know, nobody on that roster was recruited to do the things that we were, bringing the football team into the modern age of college football. But the guys bought in, they competed, they got better every single day. And you watch us down the stretch, you know, winning two ACC games, you know, in the last half of the season. Taking the Coastal Division champions, Virginia, down to the wire. The second-place team, Pittsburgh, down to the wire, fumbled the ball in the three-inch line. So a lot of positives going into it because we just got better and better. It was a small senior class, so we didn't make excuses. We just kept working, investing into those guys, and laying the foundation of the culture. But the cool thing is we've got one of the top two returning rosters as far as production goes from last year. So excited about the things that we have to build on, and we're having one of the top two classes in Georgia Tech history come into the flats whenever we're allowed to get back to play has us all really excited.
Coach, I know Coach Patino's been with you, your offensive coordinator, and, you know, Mike and I said this. I'd like for you to maybe expound on it a little bit. Last year, there were maybe things you wanted to do that you just couldn't do because, one, maybe you didn't have the players or you didn't have or you didn't have the ability to run the scheme that you wanted to. How does Coach Patino, the OC, become balanced at Georgia Tech and create a more deadly offense on that side of the football?
Yes, I mean, just I've known Dave for the last 24 years, which is almost as long as I've been married. We were at Fordham University together up in the Bronx. Starting early in our career, and we've remained close friends throughout our journey, throughout this coaching profession. Everywhere he's been, all he's done is set records. Two of the top three offensive years in the 100-some-odd years of Temple football were under the direction of Dave Patino. So great offensive mind, great play caller, great scheme designer, and it's just a matter of time till all the pieces, you know, start clicking for us. You know, our hats off to our players that really bought into everything that we're doing, learned it, even though it was a drastic change, as you talked about earlier, schematically. Our guys just kept getting better every single day, and, we're moving forward. We're going to be playing some really, really good football and, hopefully setting records and, you know, winning a ton of games and championships. At this historic program.
It is Jeff Collins with us, guys, and we'll double down on Matt Hennessy before we cut him loose for guys that are just tuning in, but we're talking about the Jackets and getting ready for 2020. I don't know, just from the outside looking in, I thought being able to hang on in overtime in that Miami game, because that game was ugly, it was a grind, and you found a way to persevere, and I thought that was a big one for some of the underclassmen.
Yeah, absolutely, and just everything philosophically and culturally we preach in our program. You know, anything bad happens to us, we got to respond and, just keep getting better, keep competing, you know, going into or midway through the fourth quarter, we fumble the ball to go up in the game and nobody panicked. The defense came out there, just had to put the ball down mentality, got to stop, block the field goal, send it into overtime, fourth and two, we win the game, you know, on a stop. And just everything that we believe in as a program and as a culture, you know, showed up in that game. And the future is really, really bright and just excited whenever we're allowed to get the guys back together to be around them, because I sure do miss them.
Coach, how are you dealing with that? What do the rules say? How often can you contact?
Sure.
What are you doing on a daily basis?
Yeah, so here's the cool thing is we're naturally a very connected relationship-based organization. You know, position to position, we don't worry about just the corner coach dealing with the corners or just the O-line coach dealing with the offensive line. You know, we have relationships both sides of the ball, offensive staff to defensive players, defense staff to offensive players. So we're predisposed to be able to handle a situation like this very well, and I think we're doing it. There is constant communication amongst our coaching staff, the strength staff, the academic staff, because we're now in a virtual academic world, but also on the workout piece and the development piece, we're not allowed to make any workouts mandatory. You know, we're not allowed to request video, or we're not allowed to make sure they're doing various workouts. So what we've done is we have a very young and energetic coaching staff. And if you guys are around us in the off season and see any of our workout videos,
it's lit.
We put out, our guys are working out, our coaches are there working out with them too.
Right.
You know, and so we try to get up early as a coaching staff, engage with our players, motivate, inspire, engage. And even though we can't make anything mandatory, we're out there doing work too, and just letting the guys know we're in it with them. We're invested in their development in every single way. And hopefully the relationship piece, you know, carries us through this time together.
Starting his day at Waffle House. Now we can actually do that in the Waffle House if he wants. Coach Jeff Collins with us here from Georgia Tech, guys, as we get really looking forward, hadn't had a chance to talk to Coach. And we said it from a recruiting standpoint. I mean, you know, we always talked about Georgia Tech as, well, you know, they don't get the four-star guy. They're looking for a certain kind of athlete. You're trying to get the four and the five-star. You got a helicopter. I mean, you know, that's you got to do all
trying.
This stuff.
We're doing it.
Well, that's just it. I mean, selling the program and making, you know, we joke around about bringing Georgia Tech back to being sexy. You know, I mean, I know that, and this is not a knock on your predecessor, because they had levels of success
sure.
too, but you're trying to, you know, make it feel like, look, there's no reason why Tech, for Tech fans, that they have to feel in this state they got to take a backseat to Georgia.
Yeah, we shouldn't take a backseat to anybody. You know, we've got one of the top five academic schools in America, right in the heart of downtown Atlanta, which is the center of entertainment, the center of culture. There are more movies made in Atlanta than there were in Hollywood last year. All those things that we can sell, and then the business opportunities with the ability to do so many internships within 5 miles of our campus, you can't say that about any other place in America. So we've got so much to sell in the energy, the enthusiasm of our coaching staff and our culture. And, you know, we signed one of the top three running backs in the country in Jahmyr Gibbs. The year before, Jamias Griffin, Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Georgia, chose to come to Georgia Tech. We signed one of the top five quarterbacks in America in Jeff Sims. This should be a destination place for any high school recruit in America. And, you know, we believe that. We carry ourselves that way, and we're going to develop our guys to the fullest. You know, you look at what we did at Temple University over the last 3 years. There have been 9 guys drafted from Temple University. If that was in the ACC, it would rank in the top 4 schools in the ACC of producing NFL talent. So we're on our way to doing that through development, through recruiting, and through coaching. And, you know, we're just trying to make the city hot again, and Georgia Tech right in the middle of it.
Well, Coach, you're doing a good job of that. I want to ask you just a couple of quick questions. It's Jeff Collins, head football coach at Georgia Tech, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. The state of college football. All right, let's just assume we're going to have a season, and that's where Mike and I are. We're being positive, Coach. Playoff expansion. Are you for it or against it?
anything that helps the game and helps the kids. There's all kind of discussions, and here's how my approach on everything and everything. We control the controllables, the things that we can control, the rules that get put in place, the adjustments that get put in place. What can we do to maximize our experience for our student-athlete in our program? And that's what we're going to worry about, and that's what we're going to do. You know, for the return to play, you know, obviously there's different timelines that are getting floated around everywhere. So what I do as a head football coach is I just put contingency plans, plan A, plan B, all the way to plan Z if need be, so that we're well-positioned. So whenever we're ready to go and they tell us we can go, we position ourselves to give us the best opportunity, and obviously our players the best opportunity to return safe and healthy, and us put a really, really good product on the field.
And Coach Collins, before we let you go, Jeff Collins from Georgia Tech with us. Nothing like an advertisement for your program, like putting guys in the NFL. So just real quick, yeah, for guys that missed it earlier, what do we got with Matt Hennessy?
He's awesome. Great young man, great competitor. physical guy, can play anywhere across the line in our program. We do a lot of cross training, and the whole time we were there with Matt for 2 years, you know, we would play him at center, we'd play him at guard, we'd even play him at tackle sometimes, and he prepares for the game like he's a quarterback. And I think that's special for somebody that's got to direct the traffic as an interior lineman to be able to see the game from that vantage point is really cool. And he's a culture guy. He's a locker room guy. He's a hard worker. You know, the Falcons talk about the brotherhood, you know, up there in Flowery Branch, and that is real. He is going to fit in just right with that that culture and that coaching staff.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for jumping on with Dukes and Bell, and we look forward, obviously, to having more of these conversations when we get closer and closer to maybe getting back to getting some football on the field. But thanks again, Coach. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.